Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Catherine Ho of the Washington Post. Catherine's been writing about the resurgence, it would appear, of the maglev idea, the idea of somewhat fanciful, futuristic trains that come to us just above the surface of the rails, I gather. And Barbara Mikulski, the senator from Maryland, wanted to do this some time ago, and then it just faded, but now it's coming back. Catherine, tell us what's happening down there.
Well, about a year ago, there was a Washington-based company called Northeast Maglev, and they started quietly hiring lobbyists to go before Congress and talk about maglev transportation. And just over the weekend, they kind of made this big announcement that they had a lot of big names connected with this project on their advisory board. That includes the former CEO of Northwest Airlines, the chief executive of Under Armour, Kevin Plank, who's a big name in the Maryland area, of course, and three former governors, as well as two former transportation secretaries under both Democratic and Republican administrations. So they have a lot of interest here, but they're still very early on in the process, and they're not quite sure how much this is going to cost or what the environmental impact is.
Do you think that they're looking at a political context beyond the current administration, I mean, or the current Congress? Because, as we know, there's a lot of reluctance to commit to anything like infrastructure improvement.
Right. Well, I think their thinking is a lot of the money behind this project is going to be private money. So they've raised about $50 million so far, and it's all from private investors. And they've met with, you know, government officials from Maryland and D.C., they say. But it's unclear how much they would be expecting from those governments. They've told me that the first leg of this rail project, which would be Washington to Baltimore, would be kind of a combination of private and public money, but they haven't said exactly how much.
Who do they think will be the power brokers here, or the people that can really make this happen?
That's a good question. They have gotten Tom Daschle on board. He is the head of their board. He obviously has a lot of pull in Congress, being the former Senate Majority Leader.
This is a state that is working to make sure it gets some important subway projects. But I guess this is so far down the road that these projects are not competitive in terms of getting federal money.
All we know right now is that this proposal is separate from what Amtrak has said it wants to do, which is to also build a high-speed rail out in the Northeast area.
Well, I think a lot of people will really be happy to hear that despite the anti-spending atmosphere, that there's still some big ideas out there and some people that think that you can make something happen.
You know, I think it's still very early on, but I think the idea, you know, that you can travel at over 300 miles an hour is a compelling one. So I think it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
No question. Catherine, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thank you.
For Catherine Ho, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.